This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Creative gardening and horticulture ideas for every level. Discover fun and practical gardening and horticulture ideas to boost your green thumb. From container gardens to sustainable practices and learning opportunities. Let's talk gardening and horticulture ideas. Hey, so I've been thinking about how relaxing gardening can be and how it's more than just digging dirt and planting seeds. It's honestly like this awesome mix of creativity, science, and patience all rolled into one. If you've ever wanted to get your hands dirty or just get started with something green and a little more rewarding, let me share some cool horticulture and gardening ideas that might inspire you. First off, gardening doesn't have to be this big, complicated project. You can start small with container gardening. Grab some pots, soil, and seeds, or small plants, and you're good to go. It's perfect for apartments, balconies, or even a sunny windowsill. Herbs like basil, mint, and rosemary are super beginner-friendly and smell amazing. Now, if you want to get a bit more ambitious, raised garden beds are fantastic. They give your soil a better texture and drainage, making it easier to grow vegetables, fruits, or flowers. Plus, it keeps things neat and reduces back strain because you're not bending over as much. You can even recycle pallets or build DIY beds with inexpensive wood. It's a satisfying project that makes a noticeable difference with your harvest. One idea I'm really excited about lately is companion planting. Basically, it's the idea of planting different species side by side to help each other grow. For example, tomatoes love basil because it can repel some pesky bugs and even boost growth. Marigolds planted near your veggies can keep harmful insects away. Beans add nitrogen to the soil, which is great for leafy greens. If you're someone who appreciates a bit of structure, planning your garden based on the four seasons can be hugely beneficial. Teaches you how to maximize space and time by rotating crops and knowing what thrives when. This way, you can keep your garden productive year-round, even in smaller spaces. Got some shady areas in your yard? No worries. There are plenty of plants that love shade, like hostas, ferns, or certain kinds of lettuce and spinach. In fact, planting a garden based on available sunlight can lead to great success, so don't shy away from those darker spots. Now, here's an angle that combines both passion and purpose. Sustainable gardening. This includes composting your kitchen scraps to enrich your soil naturally, using mulch to keep moisture in and weeds out, and avoiding chemical pesticides by opting for natural alternatives. Not only will your plants thank you, but the environment will too. Plus, it feels pretty good knowing you're doing your part with something so hands-on. For those who find the science behind plants fascinating, which many gardeners do, horticulture offers so much room for lifelong learning. Whether you want to experiment with different soil types, learn pest management, or understand plant physiology, there's always something new to discover. The great news is you don't have to attend a traditional classroom for this. With Vrversity, platform for PhD-level online courses, you can explore professional development, continuing education, and adult education options in horticulture without leaving home. Personally, I love how gardening combines practical skills with ongoing learning. It's almost therapeutic, and it's a perfect example of lifelong learning. Plus, if you get started now, you might find yourself excited about all the new techniques and ideas you can try next season. Before I wrap this up, just a quick list of some gardening hacks and ideas you might want to keep in mind. Use rainwater when you can. Plants love it, and it's eco-friendly. Start seeds indoors early to get a jump start on the growing season. Try vertical gardening if you're short on space. Think trellises or wall-mounted planters. Plant native species. They tend to be easier to grow and support local wildlife. Keep a garden journal. Track what works and what doesn't to become a better gardener. Exploring gardening and horticulture is genuinely one of those hobbies that gives back exponentially what you put into it. Whether you want a beautiful flower bed, fresh veggies, or just a peaceful place to unwind, the possibilities are endless and accessible. If you're interested in expanding your knowledge and really mastering these skills, I highly recommend taking advantage of some distance learning options. Platforms like Vrversity offer expertly designed courses that can fit into your schedule and help deepen your understanding of horticulture and beyond. Explore courses now and see what professional development opportunities await you. All right, I hope you found some inspiration here to jumpstart your green thumb or at least daydream about your next garden project. Happy planting!